Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Trying to improve. You know, he taught me a lot last year. You know, I can't say I'm him. I can't try to be him. You know, I just got to go out there and try to be the best DJ Reader I can be.
That's DJ Reader. He is going to be the starting nose tackle for the Houston Texans this year.
Lucky son of a gun.
Yeah, Alex Del Barrio saw him at a community function yesterday and was able to get some thoughts from DJ Reader. He's talking about there, of course, Vince Wilfork not being there anymore. What did he learn from Vince Wilfork in his time playing alongside the possible future Hall of Famer?
We keep in contact. We talk from time to time. He's always there. Whenever I need him, I can always hit him up, talk to him. And he's a good guy. So, I mean, I can always talk to him whenever I need him.
Okay, he learned that Vince Wilfork's a good guy.
Yeah. I say charm life. Obviously, DJ Reader has worked hard, but how nice is it to come into the NFL, have a solid rookie season while being mentored by Vince Wilfork?
Yeah.
And then in your next season in the NFL, be paired between J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. I guess we should point out he was a year too early for the national championship at Clemson.
He was, and he'll get over that, I think, probably. But we had a healthy debate in here one day about DJ Reader, I remember, because he was a fifth-round pick, but I think he had issues at Clemson. His dad died, so he missed some time at Clemson, and he was grieving, and it got in the way of him being the best football player he could be at one point. So I think he was drafted in the fifth round, but thought to have talent much better. And we're seeing he has talent much better than the normal fifth rounder. We saw that. He's not your garden variety fifth round pick. And so I think we debated in here one day, would you rather be DJ Reader getting drafted in the fifth round into the situation he's in right now, which you just outlined, Rich, is a pretty good one.
Yes.
Or be a second round pick like A'shaun Robinson, same position, but he's in a place like Detroit where the defense isn't very good, and the team's just sort of okay to not very good. You know, it's just,
well, the obvious is in the short term, the money's better.
The money's better. You're going to be guaranteed a couple million more dollars, but I feel like DJ Reader, with the position that he's going to be in the next 3 years, he's going to be playing in between J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney for the next 3 years.
Yeah, they're all still in their 20s. I mean, my goodness.
How amazing a situation is that? And he was a mentee at the foot of Vince Wilfork, who's maybe the greatest nose tackle to play the game in the 2000s so far.
It's a good situation. And I think the pairing of Watt and Clowney for the first time for a full season is what we're hoping is the case.
Good Lord willing.
Right. Good Lord willing. I mean, you know, gives the Texans a chance to have the two best bookends in the entire entire sport.
Yeah, it does. And Reader, you know, you got Whitney Mercilus out there. Reader's a pretty active guy in the defensive line. Whitney Mercilus at outside linebacker is, I think, thought to be a guy who's on the cusp of Pro Bowl potential.
Yeah, and with some uncertainty on the back end, especially in particular at safety, and, you know, Kevin Johnson's health at corner. That's their best friend, that stout front.
Yeah, I feel like getting J.J. Watt, but this is going to sound weird, but I feel like when people get concerned over losing A.J. Boye, there's a ripple effect of getting J.J. Watt back where it mitigates the effect of losing a cornerback back there like A.J. Boye. You know, Ted says it all the time, that football is the most interdependent game that there is. Mm-hmm. So just because you lose a guy in the secondary doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get a guy in the secondary to replace the productivity that you got overall as a defense with that guy on the field.
You're talent getting, of the unit.
Yeah, you're getting the best defensive lineman in football. You're getting the best defensive player in football this decade back this year, and you didn't have him virtually at all last year.
That's a heck of a statement, but it's accurate. Ted has called him the best defensive player he's ever seen.
Yeah, I think best football player, I think he said, but yeah, either way. You mentioned this, Rich, during the break, and I kind of teased into it a little bit. As we sit here and gush over the Texans' defensive line, USA Today is doing a series right now where they're ranking the various units on different teams, not defensive and offensive. They're going down to positional groups.
Yep, they've done secondary, I believe, D-line and linebacker so far.
Okay, so I haven't seen the secondary one. I have the defensive line one in front of me. That's the one I was going to hit here because of the topic. Have you looked at it?
I have.
Okay. The Texans are number two. And when you go, wow, you know, I feel like anything having to do with a front seven or a defensive line and the Texans are anything but first, people go, wait, what? Huh?
Right.
The Los Angeles Chargers are number one along the defensive line.
Yeah.
Let's see the case that they make here.
Well, they're healthy, right? I mean, this is about JJ coming off the back and Clowney needing to play a second year at the level he played last year. But honestly, I think these top two are pretty interchangeable.
Probably. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know, they're not handing out trophies based on this stuff. Defensive line. Now, the Chargers have a pretty sporty defensive line. And Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa are. I mean, if Clowney and Watt are the bookends here.
Yeah.
I think the Chargers are a team that can look the Texans straight in the eye with Bosa and Melvin Ingram as their two defensive ends. Brandon Mebane is, a pretty good addition there as their nose tackle.
Yep.
I say addition. He's reunited with Gus Bradley now, who's the defensive coordinator in Los Angeles. And then Corey Leggett is they've got a little bit more depth than the Texans do. And that's the issue because
Definitely. You
feel the, you know, DJ Reader is a first time starter. Jadeveon Clowney has dealt with health issues his whole career. And JJ Watt is coming off of two back surgeries within the last year. So to me, talent wise, the Texans have a better defensive line than the Chargers. It's just not as certain a defensive line as the Chargers.
Good way to put it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And not as deep. Who's the Texans' fourth best defensive lineman? Christian Covington?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good lunch pail guy and whatnot, but that's a pretty big drop off to your next guy. Hell, the third best defensive lineman in the city of Houston might be Ed Oliver.
That's a good point.
And that's no joke.
That's a good point.
The defensive lineman in Houston go J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Ed Oliver.
Havoc wreaker.
He is.
I love watching that kid.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.